This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Phil Stasek, the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance, and our good friend Vicki Impoco. She is the past president of Brevard Now. They're here today to talk about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance First Thursday event. Phil, tell us a little bit about the organization.
Thank you, Terry. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of progressive and liberal thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for women's rights, for labor rights, for civil rights, for the environment, and everybody is welcome. This coming Thursday is going to be a spectacular evening to talk about women's issues, but much more than that. I mean, this is going to be interesting for both men and women. We're calling the event Freedom to Fly, the Fight for Women's Equality. We've got four excellent speakers. Carol Bartleson, who's a community organizer and the co-founder of an organization called Village Voices. Alberta Klink-Scales is the president of the Space Coast Cultural Arts and Business Organization. She's also the vice president of Florida Coalition on Black Civic Participation. And we have Anna Escamani, the Senior Director of Public Affairs and Communications for Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida. And of course, we have Vicki. Vicki is one of my heroes. She's a past president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. We have some fantastic speakers that have fantastic stories to tell on the issue of women's equality, women's rights. And I am proud to have my friend Vicki Impoco here in the studio.
Thank you, Phil. I'm thrilled to be here. The National Organization for Women has been at the forefront fighting for women's equality since 1966. We are the largest and oldest feminist organization in the United States. We celebrated our 50th anniversary last year at our national conference. I'm happy to say that Brevard Now is now the second largest chapter in Florida. We had an 88% increase in our membership last year.
That's amazing.
We've been doing just incredible things, and I'm very proud of my now sisters and our new president, Michelle Passione.
You know, it's an interesting thing. My grandmother was born at a time when she did not have the right to vote. Within our lives, the world has changed for women, but the challenges have probably grown more strong. You had a chance to get up to Washington, D.C. to be part of the Women's March. How was that?
The Women's March on Washington was just incredible. It was held the day after Donald Trump's inauguration on January 21st. It began as a Facebook post by a woman in Hawaii and grew and evolved to become the largest protest in the history of the United States, with over 5 million individuals participating worldwide. One of the best things about attending this effort, we met a woman along the march who invited us up, and we wound up on the 13th floor where the size and the impact of the march truly hit me. I could see Pennsylvania Avenue as far as I could see in either direction, a sea of pink hats. And the roar that was reaching us, I was just overwhelmed and I cried. I was just overwhelmed with emotion. The marches have engaged massive numbers of people, inspired millions, and ignited local movements, especially here in the Space Coast.
People that come to this event on Thursday night are going to get to not only hear your story, but you've got a video that you shot. So we're going to get a chance to see this for ourselves. I'm encouraging everyone to come out Thursday night. This is going to be on March 2nd, 6:30 p.m. at the Front Street Civic Center. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance meetings are always free and open to the public. SCPAFlorida.com is the Space Coast Progressive Alliance website.